Our cherubs also gave names, still existing today, to the emanations and radiations issuing from all those cosmoses of different scales, by means of which the most great cosmic Trogo Auto-Egocrat proceeds. The emanations of the Most Holy Sun Absolute itself, as I've already told you, they called Theomertmologos, or God the Word. The radiations of each separate second-order sun they called Mentokiphizoin. The radiations of each planet separately they called Dynamumzoin. Those given off from the microcosmoses they called Photoenzoin. The radiations issuing from the tetardocosmoses they called Hanbledzoin. These radiations of all the planets together of each solar system they called Astrololo-Siozin. The radiations of all the newly arisen second-order suns taken together they called Polorothiopol. And the aggregate of the results issuing from all cosmic sources, great and small, they then named the common cosmic Ensembluazar. It's interesting to remark concerning this common cosmic Ensembluazar that present-day objective science has the formulation everything issuing from everything and again entering into everything. Specific names were also given to all the temporarily independent crystallizations arising in each of the innumerable cosmoses through the evolutionary and involutionary processes of these fundamental sacred laws. I shall not enumerate the names of the many temporarily independent centers of gravity which were crystallized in each separate cosmos, but I shall indicate only the names of those definite active element centers of gravity in the cosmoses having a direct relation to my later elucidations, that is, of those temporarily independent centers of gravity crystallized in the presence of tetardocosmoses. These independent crystallizations in tetardocosmoses were given the following names: Protoikary, Deuterokary, Tritokary, Tetartokary, Pentokary, Exiokary, Resulsarian. And now, my boy, after everything I have just explained to you, we can return to the question of why and how the highest being bodies, or as your favorites call them, souls, began to arise in our universe, and why our uni-being common father turned his divine attention particularly to these cosmic arisings. The point is that when the common cosmic harmonious equilibrium had been established and regularized in all the cosmoses of different scales, the tetardocosmoses, that is, those relatively independent aggregates of microcosmoses that had their arising in the surface of the planets, found the surrounding conditions accidentally corresponding to certain data present in them, which enabled them to exist for a certain period of time without sacruano, or in other words, without constant individual tension, and thus in the presence of each of them, the possibility appeared of independent automatic movement from one place to another on the surface of the planets. Thereupon, when our common father Endlessness perceived this automatic movement of theirs, there arose in him for the first time the divine idea of making use of it as a help for himself in the administration of the enlarging world. From that time on, he began to actualize everything for these tetardocosmoses along such lines that the inevitable Ocruelno, that is, the periodic repetition in them of the completing process of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok, could be accomplished in such a way that under the conditions of a certain kind of change in their functioning, there would be, transformed and crystallized in the common presence of some of them, besides the crystallizations that had to be transformed for the purpose of the new common cosmic exchange of substances, also those active elements from which new independent formations could be coded in them with the inherent possibility of acquiring individual reason. That this idea arose then for the first time in our endlessness, we can also hear from the words of the sacred canticles with which, at all divine solemnities, our cherubim and seraphim extol the marvelous works of our Creator. Before going on to relate how this was accomplished, I must tell you that the functioning of the common cosmic Iranoranamange is harmonized in such a way that all the results obtained from transformations in certain cosmoses localize themselves together according to what is called the quality of their vibrations, and penetrate everywhere throughout the universe, taking a corresponding part in both planetary and surplanetary formations. And generally, the temporary place of their free concentration is the atmosphere with which all the planets of our megalocosmos are surrounded, and through which the connection is established for the common cosmic Iranoranamange. And thus, the effect of this divine attention directed toward those tetrarch cosmoses was that, while serving as apparatuses for the most great cosmic trogo-auto-egocrat, the possibility appeared in them that from among the cosmic substances transformed through them, both for the needs of this most great common cosmic process and for the needs of the process of their own existence, substances composed exclusively of cosmic crystallizations derived from the transformations of that planet itself on which these tetrarch cosmoses arose, results began to appear in their common presence, such as proceed from cosmic sources of a higher order and composed of what are called vibrations of greater vivifyingness. And it was from such cosmic results that exactly similar forms began to be coded in their common presence, composed at first of the cosmic substance mentokiferzoin, that is, of substances transformed by the sun and the other planets of that solar system within whose limits these tetrarch cosmoses had the place of their arising, substances that reach every planet through the radiations of the said cosmic concentrations. In this way, the common presence of certain tetrarch cosmoses then began to be composed of two independent formations, coming from two entirely different cosmic sources, and these formations had a joint existence, as if one were placed within the other. Well, my boy, when these new coatings were completed and began to function correspondingly in the presence of the tetrarch cosmoses, from that time on they ceased to be called tetrarch cosmoses and were called beings, which then meant two-natured, and these second coatings were named Kesjan bodies. Now, when everything corresponding to it was acquired in the new coating of these two-natured formations, and all the functioning proper to such cosmic arisings was finally established, these new formations in their turn, on exactly the same basis as in the first case, and also provided there was a certain change of functioning, began to absorb and assimilate cosmic substances issuing directly from the most holy Theomert Malogos, after which similarities of a third kind began to be coated in them. These coatings, which are the highest sacred parts of beings, we now call highest being bodies. Only later, these highest being bodies, when they were finally coated, could acquire all the corresponding functions as well as the possibility for the crystallization of data for engendering the sacred function of objective reason, data that can be crystallized exclusively in the presence of cosmic arisings of this order, and only at the moment when what is called Rascuarno occurred to these Tartarcosmoses, or beings, that is, the separation from each other of these differently natured three-in-one formations, did this highest being part receive the possibility of uniting itself with the cause of causes of everything now existing, our most holy Son Absolute, and began to fulfill the purpose on which our all-embracing endlessness had placed his hope.